You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Drunken Confessions, a show for the bold and the brave, the drunk and the seasoned, where it's safe to tell the stories you might not want your family to hear, your best friends already know, and always makes for a good round of Never Have I Ever. Raise a glass or more, we don't judge, with us every week on the Podcast Detroit Network.
Hello and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode 37. I am your spirit guide.
Dave, guide.
I gotta stop looking at Dave when I say anything. I am your spirit guide, Cass.
I am your host, Amy.
I'm your head engineer, Stephanie.
Oh, are we doing this now? Hi, I'm Dave, the guy they can't kick out if they wanted to.
And we've tried.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, the guy they usually call husband.
Yes.
Usually. Sometimes you're kidding. Sometimes you have some nice
sometimes
titles.
A little vulgar.
So on that note.
So welcome. Cheers. Woo-hoo! Episode 37. Everybody raise a glass.
Yes, 37. Woo-hoo! Not 27 like you wrote on the paper, Amy.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Amy was so thrown off by me winning at pool that she put down the wrong episode. Mm-hmm.
She was filled with rage, and rage.
She did. She rage quit.
It's a true story.
She's like, I'm not playing. First time I ever beat her at pool.
Well,
winning. This is a winning week.
Yes.
It is for me. I've got good news. What about you?
That's how your week is going. What's your good news? How was your week?
I am now a dildo distributor. Or is it a vibrator vendor?
Both work.
Yes. I just decided to become a
vibrator vixen.
Vibrator vixen, yes. I've been trying to come up with all these cute little quips that I could. Yeah, toy peddler. Yeah. So
it's like, the guy that built the first vibrator. If you build it, they will come.
Yes.
His name was Bill Dildo.
Hopefully they'll come.
I mean,
that's the whole point.
No guarantees.
That's the goal. Yeah. That's the goal.
Right? Right. So, maybe I'll progress to a vibrator inventor one day, but right now I'm a vibrator vendor.
Hey, you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If you need to fix, it's $60 an hour.
Right? So that's my good news is I'm going to be doing Pure Romance as a consultant because
awesome.
A couple of people told me they thought I'd be good at it. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great success.
Not like the stuff's going to go to waste if it don't work. Just throwing that out there. How's everybody else's week been?
My week's been good. I was sick last week, right after last week's podcast. Weirdly came down with the flu. I'm so happy that none of you guys caught it. So
yeah,
it hit me out of the blue.
I got the flu shot though. So,
well, I can't.
Why I didn't get it.
So yeah. So other than that,
that's such a
just saying
debacle.
Well, we're not going to get into that.
And stuff. I've had a good week. I've gotten a lot of art stuff done and writing, and
she's been playing with tentacles.
I saw that in
shrooms.
I made a mushroom garden yesterday. That was pretty fun.
Look adorable.
Next up, I'm doing some little bats and little ghosts.
I love bats.
When will the mushrooms be ready to eat?
Well, they're made out of hardened clay, so I mean, you could technically eat them, but I don't recommend it.
Oh, they're fake.
Yes, they're fake.
Fake shrooms, dude.
Man. So yeah, just trying to,
I was excited.
Art the days away.
So far,
January and 2020 have been very filled with art and stuff that I enjoy doing. So
it's
been really nice.
Awesome.
It is. Dave, how was your week?
So far so good. I mean, I haven't killed anybody. Nobody's taken a shot at me yet.
Well, that's a high five right there, man.
I've had
you're showing
or they just have really bad aim.
I've managed to deal with a couple of clients who have amazing levels of self entitlement, and not killed them.
And it's not us, right?
No, it's not. No, no.
Because I'm way above that.
Nice.
But I'm pumped.
No, so far so good. It's cool. Yeah,
Jeremy.
Oh, mine's been going great compared to last week. Last week, I got stuck out in the field servicing customers that just weren't happy. And now I'm back to the place where it's like top secret squirrel meetings happen, so everything's nice and clean, and nobody even looks at you. Let's see what you're doing.
So he's back in his happy place.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
Yay.
Well, it cracks me up, though. Amy's like, I had a good week. I got the flu. Cass kicked my ass at pool. But, you know, it was a great week.
Yeah,
she's our ray of sunshine.
I'm sorry. It could have been worse.
Exactly. I like that.
It could have been worse.
I just love your optimism.
I still have a house, a roof over my head. My dogs are healthy.
Beer in your belly. I mean, food in your belly.
Yeah.
Beer in your belly.
Both. Yeah, no.
Priorities.
I really can't complain too much.
I can, but nobody wants to hear it.
That is correct.
Accurate.
Right?
All right, so we have some alcohol breaking news to get to.
Yes.
All right, so
is it about Tito's? Is it about Atwater Brewery?
Oh my God, Dave! Okay. Premature Dave! Stop it!
All right, nobody sent me a list, so I'm just winging it.
Because I'm sorry, we're winging it.
Look at Amy didn't even type the shit out.
Nope.
It's not on our 8x10 color glossies.
No.
So
it's all handwritten.
We are totally winging it this week. I kind of like it.
All right, so Tito's is now the number one.
Amy.
The number one vodka.
Yes, in America.
Because of Dave.
They're welcome.
They just sent you a thank you letter, Dave.
I'm convinced it's because of Dave.
So am I.
You should send them actually a thank you letter and kind of act like that and see if they start sending you stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the reps,
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. I remember 5 years ago when I was still doing the whole Yelp thing. I went to a Yelp Elite event with Tito's reps when they were just breaking into the market. And I really, really liked it. And so, like, I was one of the people that was, like, nagging the crap out of bartenders. Like, dude, you need to carry Tito's because I like it. It's good. It's smooth. And then there was an event here not too long ago, and there were a bunch of Tito's reps here. And we're still emailing back and forth because I'm trying to get them to basically just keep the studio furnished. That's all I care about. Just,
there you
just,
go.
And,
yeah.
And, well, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's a good
concept.
You gotta
bug them for a mirror or something.
Oh, a what?
A mirror?
A mirror.
Oh, like a mirror.
Bar. Like for like a bar.
Like a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are all looking at me like a deer in the headlights.
No,
like,
I knew what you meant.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Usually you go dirty, and I was like, mirror, dirty, cast.
On the
where
ceiling.
Is she going with?
I mean, the mirror could have dirt all over it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, so.
All right, go ahead. Sorry. Oh, the other news.
So, this is Atwater, which is one of my favorite beers. I love Atwater Dirty Blonde.
Vanilla Java Porter.
And it's Detroit-based. They partnered up with Molson today.
They did not partner up.
They got
they
bought
were acquired
out.
By.
Yeah.
Acquired.
Okay, so.
I wish I had known this.
This
good
is
about
why
stock.
I wanted to bring it up, because I'm looking at the Facebook newsfeed, and everyone's posting, they sold to Molson. Molson bought Atwater. But when you look at Atwater, and they did an actual news interview, they're saying, no, it's a partnership. We're mm-hmm. still Detroit-based.
Yeah, that was – so did like Chrysler when the whole Daimler-Chrysler thing happened. It was a merger of equals. Remember that?
Right.
Remember? Yeah, no, they got bought.
Yeah.
Then they got sold.
They're stocked in too, very good for
– And sold again.
Well –
For an acquisition like that, I'm surprised. Well, in the past month it has. It's gone up about $7.
What I don't understand about this is that, like, these Detroit breweries, they're doing awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So why do they keep selling out to bigger corporations?
Because of money.
Retirement dollars.
Yeah, if you were offered several million, you'd be like, "Oh no, no, no! I like to have you know my little struggle
because,
over here."
Wasn't Founders sold? This
Spanish
year?
Company, yeah.
That was last year.
It became effective in January.
Dark Horse got picked up by somebody else as well, and that was because they were in debt up to their eyeballs. And here's the thing with breweries getting acquired by bigger companies. We all think, oh, okay, we all love the beer, you know, they're doing really well. The problem is we're hitting the fucking bubble on breweries.
Oh no,
guys.
We've long since hit the bubble.
Well, I mean, okay, I should say we're seeing the repercussions.
Yes, it started
of
to
the
pop.
Bubble.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of these, you know, yes, we think all these companies are doing great, but now that there's so much to choose from, all these dollars are getting spread out amongst hundreds of breweries.
Microbrews, there's too many.
Another part of the issue, and this gets back to, the falling down days. Like, so part of the issue is you've got these breweries that if they would just be content being the neighborhood brewery, they'd be fine.
Don't expand.
But they get greedy and they start trying to do other things in other locations and bottling and canning. And because like what you don't understand or what a lot of people don't understand is the highest profit margin for a brewery is for you to come to them and drink a draft beer.
Yes.
Like that is.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you start getting bottling and canning and all that nonsense into the mix.
Well, shipping logistics is expensive.
Well, no, cause, well, not in.
Damn,
well,
Dave, you sound like if it's local, to sound like somebody who might have owned a brewery at one point.
I'm just saying.
And if it's local, you're not paying for shipping because one of your own people is delivering it.
I'm just really hoping now that Atwater has made this move, Founders has made this move. I'm really just hoping and praying Arbor Brewery doesn't make this move anytime soon.
No, they won't. I think they're too small.
But they keep opening more and more locations.
They do,
so,
but.
We'll but they've see. Always handled their growth very smartly.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that it stays that way.
At least until we, you know, you
do
email
the
them.
Yeah.
And
yeah, until we
do- at least until we do the show.
Until we do the show there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So you know what's funny, though? I got to tell you. Oh. So just on the news thing, I never listened to the news, but this morning I was listening to the news on my way into work. I don't know why, probably because I didn't change the channel. But the one time I listened to the news and they're talking about Sportball, I was dying. So I guess the Wings are in last place.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, what the hell happened?
For the second year in a row.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They suck like a freshman on prom night.
Oh my gosh, I was just like, I was like, huh? And then I'm like, oh, I'm like,
yeah,
no wonder
you're
Amy.
So...
I haven't seen Amy in a Red Wings.
No, you have to understand. So there was a stat.
Oh no, I will still wear my, I still support the Red Wings. But I will also support that it's a brand new team.
Okay. I didn't know that. But...
It's a brand new team.
Yeah,
I follow
almost
it.
Everybody's gone.
It's going to take a while for the Red Wings to get.
I thought
back
it was the new,
here.
the new stadium or whatever you call it.
No, it's
Ice Arena.
Dojo.
The... Yeah.
No, it's a new team. They're all young. Okay. They're all inexperienced.
You've got...
So no, this year, honestly, I didn't even. We don't have cable, so usually on a usual, I would make Jeremy Wings games on. We're going to the bar so I can watch a wing game. I didn't do it at all this year.
No, so the four Detroit sports teams set a record in 2019.
Yeah.
The combined losses of the Detroit sports teams is a new record for losses.
Yeah, Tigers, well, the Lions are no surprise.
Don't do anything half-assed.
Right. If you're going to suck.
Yes. Don't half-ass a bunch of things. Right. Whole-ass one thing.
My prediction is give the Red Wings 3 years.
All right. Well,
now that Steve's back, it's a thing.
Write that down.
Although, hey, the Detroit Tigers have officially drafted more Super Bowl quarterbacks than the Detroit Lions.
On that note, Amy, how about a drunken confession?
I get
it's
it.
It's true.
I wouldn't know. I don't follow sportball. So, I just heard the news this morning. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize the Wings sucked that bad.
Basically, what just happened is Amy and Dave got shut down because we're the only ones who keep up on sports.
Well, no, Cass shut you down originally.
I keep up on memes.
All right.
I don't keep up on sports.
Do I shut you down? I didn't think I was shutting you both down.
All right, here is the first drunken confession of the night. What is the first thing you notice about somebody that you notice?
Like before you even talk to them?
Yeah,
like just by looking.
Their energy.
When you hear them.
Yep. The first thing you notice.
Hands down, it's their energy. Like what kind of vibe they're putting off. Are they up? Are they down? Are they the center of attention? Are they like off in the corner? That's a huge thing.
Mm. Good answer. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say kind of body posture and facial expression.
Okay.
I usually look at people's eyes. Like, when that's the first thing I notice about a person, but that's like my favorite part of a person's face is their eyeballs.
So eyes are so dreamy.
Well, and I feel like I can tell a lot when I look at somebody's eyes. Like people who smile, but they don't smile through their eyes. Like it just stops right here, or like
fake-ass bitches.
Well, like they have, when you put the board up. They have the mean face and then the happy face.
Yeah. I don't understand that. So I guess more in general, just like facial expressions, maybe. But I definitely pay attention to like eyes and how, you know, not necessarily if they're hot or not, just what's going on here.
Is there light up there?
Are the lights on? Is anyone home? Right.
How they talk. If somebody can't. say a complete sentence with proper grammar or anything like that. That just, to me, that's just like,
oh my God, are you judging me?
Totally.
I love that. That was the thing in Rick and Morty.
Jessica's
boyfriend. I throw balls hard. You want someone who speaks good, get a languager.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, just you can tell a lot by the way somebody talks sometimes, because some people just sound like just walking dumbass. Sorry. I do judge. Go ahead, Amy.
All right. So,
on that note,
dumbass walking.
So, usually the first thing, like if I've never met a person, a stranger, the first thing I notice is kind of like what Dave said, but it's like, what kind of vibe are they getting off? Giving off? Are they happy-go-lucky? Are they the sad person in the corner? Are they somebody you think you can have a conversation with? However, when I start communicating with the person, usually you make eye contact, right? That's the proper thing to do.
Right.
I have a horrible habit of staring at teeth.
Well, it's because you work with you because it's because of your job, girl.
I judge people on their hair.
You
want to
be an elf. You want to be a dentist.
I judge people on their hair.
I don't want to make toys. I want to be a dentist. Yes. Like, someday I hope to be an orthodontist.
Like, I don't judge anybody by their teeth, but I do notice instead of eye contact, it is a struggle. I have been working on this, but instead of eye contact, I'm always looking at their mouth and looking at the teeth. And it's a job hazard, I guess.
Occupational hazard, 100%.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, it doesn't matter what the hell they're saying to you. You'd be like, oh, my God.
Sorry, we're doing sign language across the table here.
Right? Steph's doing sign language, and that's why we all paused for a second. Yep. So.
Yeah, sorry about that.
If there was an awkward pause in there, it's because Stephanie's being, like, she's doing charades or something down there at the other end.
I don't know what I'm doing. I feel warm, but I haven't drank in, like, 3 weeks.
Sounds like three. She's, like, down here going, sounds like three syllables. I'm like, what the fuck are you trying to do?
That's the withdrawal.
Dude, so I'm running a show last night. I can't stand when people like don't pick up on what I'm laying down. Like, so I'm doing a show last night, and like their Facebook Live is up and running, and yada yada. Both the show host and the guest, if you want to keep an eye on the Facebook Live to like check who's commenting on it and that kind of shit, I'm totally okay with that. But if you leave your effing volume on,
oh gosh, why would you?
And
do that?
And not only can I hear it from across the room, but I can hear it in the headphones.
I'm hearing a dinging.
That means that the mics are picking it up, and you're now causing an echo because.
Bling, 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 bling.
Shit has to bling, 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 it goes up to a satellite in space and gotta be given a minute. So like there's about like a 5-6 second delay between like what's going on in the room and what's happening, you know, what's coming across Facebook.
So you're triggering an echo in your goddamn show. So you've got the damn thingies, like the plane flaggers down.
And the guy's like, what? Maybe like the Sony dog. So, like, literally at one point, I can we take a quick break? And, like, threw it, like, apparently the guest is a singer. And, like, I threw her song in, shut the mics down. I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be an asshole, but for the love of God. And I said, here's the deal. I'm not even trying to be an asshole. It's up to you. Do you want an echo and a reverb of your show in your recording when this goes out? And he was like, well, no. I'm like, well, then turn your volume down.
What show is this?
I'll tell you after.
No diving the bus tonight. So the rant of the week has been brought to you by Dave.
Ding ding, that's perfect.
Ding ding. Rant of the week.
All right.
Woo. All right. So
I'm good.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
All right. So
I know what that's from now. You made me watch the movie.
I did. I made her.
She's like, you've never seen this?
Dazed and Confused?
Yes.
She forced me to.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's what I kept saying to her. I'd be like, then she would say, all right, all right, all right. I'm like, you've never even seen it.
No, but I've heard the phrase and I like it.
And she was like, no, I haven't. I'd be like, but it's a lot cooler if you did.
So we watched it.
Chicky later.
So then I totally made her watch it and she loved it.
I did. I was drunk too at the time, but
so what I want to know from everybody is, what is this week's current obsession? Like, what are you obsessed with, like, currently? Like, you
obsession.
Can't just get your mind off of it.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Making art. Like, I love writing. I'm always going to be a writer first, but when I find that I have a deficit in my will to write. Like when I can't sit down and write, if I do something else artistic, I get
things start coming.
Yeah, it helps. So I've been doing a lot, like I said, a lot of sculpting, a lot less painting than I was doing. But just keep doing something creative every day so that even if I'm not writing, I don't feel like I'm wasting my time. So I'm like pretty much obsessed with making a bunch of shit out of clay right now.
I love that because I'm in a similar situation. I helped my niece with an art project for her finals. And I used to draw all the time. My vision was to work for Disney and do all this other stuff. I haven't done any drawing or anything in years. But because she needed my help, I was like, oh, I'll show you a couple of little tricks. Since I've done that, now I'm obsessed with drawing.
And I'm sitting, it came back.
I'm sitting there and I've noticed like how my skills have gone down because I haven't done it in so long. I know all the concepts, but now I'm obsessed with like creating all this stuff.
Ooh, crayons.
Yeah, I'm like, literally on the island in our kitchen right now is colored pencils, Sharpies, crayons, regular pencils, and a lot of paper.
Yeah, so
and a lot of cartoon.
I drew this a little hard on my sheet here.
Yeah.
On your dining room table or your bar.
So,
love the golf player.
So very similar. Bound notebook my obsession with your boyfriend's right now is art
sketch and stickers.
And that's why I mentioned I think we should do an art day because I think
totally agree.
The three of us are creative in our own ways, and it doesn't have to be the same type of art. Like let's work on things like, we want to work on, but we can do it together.
I also feel like
wine.
We need to go to like a painting party with Baby Yoda. Mixed into it right
now. Oh, they're doing one in Dearborn.
Yeah.
Eddie sent me the link and I was like, I'm busy that day because I actually am.
Sucks.
And, yeah. You know, it is what it is, but.
You want to draw Yoda? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, and a happy little egg over
what
here.
What else would you do?
So, Cass, what is your current obsession?
Oh, God, name it. My obsession of the week.
Yeah.
To get through. Actually, right now, it's just get through this ducks test of mine. I have to do my 65, which is, it sucks so bad. It sucks.
Just wait till it turns 72.
Bad. My other ones were a lot easier compared to this. So this one's kind of like taking over my brain right now because I know I have to pass this. But in all honesty, I want to start hyper-focusing on this podcast, on our website, on our Facebook page, things like that. Get things going a little bit more. And I also want to restart my blog. I have a blog for Did I Eat That? It's my, eating blog, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Title. Just
throwing that out there. Wow.
Jeremy?
That petered off into nothing.
Wow. Oh, I've been totally obsessed about my phone lately.
The one you got from China?
Oh, that piece of shit.
Oh, look. He ordered phone off of Wish.com.
Yeah.
This phone I got from Wish.com is so knockoff.
How knockoff is it?
So knockoff that everything in the description, when you go down to look at the about phone, does not match what my software says is actually in the phone, like the parts wise.
And
okay,
which is so weird, given that so Wish ships everything from China, and all those manufacturing facilities are in China.
Just a side note: I tried to warn him about this, but we can't get into that because that's a rant. So
for something usable?
Because I'm telling you, Jeremy, I don't know what 10-year-old over in China made that phone, but you should go kick his
ass. Definitely not 4K. It's more like 720. The actual processor came out of a tablet I found out from 3 years ago.
It's running on Vista.
It's still running Windows V.
I looked into the software on it, and it's running what's called 9.1, which is a rebuild of 6.0 Android.
Oh,
why is my phone trying to do dial-up?
So it basically got AOL as the automatic login.
Oh, yeah. It's like you hear the 56K noise.
Why do I have to sign in with a AOL IMID? Like, what the hell is it?
So to sum it up, your obsession is the phone and the phone that
so I have
doesn't
to get a
work.
Prodigy email address
I just
for this.
Want a decent phone with some memory.
The hell is CompuServe?
So speaking of Prodigy, I do have to say this. So not too long ago, I was working for this company, and somebody actually still had this was only like 2 years ago, had a prodigy.net email address.
Wow. Oh, I see memory now and then.
I'm like,
I don't even know what that is.
I don't think you're old enough.
Back in the day.
You had to like basically kill a robot and have those noises transfer from your computer over a phone line in order to connect to the internet.
So it was like before AOL?
Prodigy?
Or Dialog?
Same time.
Yeah.
Prodigy, AOL, CompuServe.
Yeah, all those were around the same
Earthlink.
Time.
Okay.
But it cracked me up. I didn't even know that still existed. Prodigy?
Yeah, I didn't either.
It does.
Actually, I didn't know what it was until you just said that. But if it was around that same time, I just assume all that's just...
Dave, what is your current obsession?
Star Wars cartoons.
I burned
through Clone Wars. Because here's the thing. So I made the same mistake, and I own it. When Battlestar Galactica, when the remake came out,
I was like, nope,
fuck you, remake, kiss my ass. Starbuck is Dirk Benedict, done with you.
And then it
came on BBC, and I'm like, I'll give it a shot. Watched it, loved it.
Obsessed with it.
Yeah. So, that's another side note.
Ask Steph to get a tattoo of little lights going down her back. Sorry. Unless you've seen the show, you don't know what I'm talking about.
But then, so the same thing with like Rebels and Clone Wars. Like, I ignored them. I'm like, cartoons kiss my ass. Well, so, you know, got Disney Plus and they're on it. Mm-hmm. So, step one, for those of you who are like me and ignored them, newsflash, there is a Clone Wars cartoon movie that happens before the Clone Wars cartoon series, which would have been nice if I knew that before I started watching it. I watched the Clone Wars and then I watched Rebels and they're holy shit. Are they amazing? And then I went back and watched the Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars, which was not the one that's on Disney Plus. That's available on YouTube. You can check that out.
So in other words, Drunken Confessions just took a nerd alert.
Oh my god, we need a thing, a buzzer. Not a bell, but we need
What's bad?
You said a thing, and I just went with I had.
You know what's funny about
it? Thank you, Steph. I appreciate that.
Honestly, because you know what's funny about it is because I know exactly what he's talking about.
Dude, they're so good, and they were so good, and I got so into them.
100%.
And the new season of Clone Wars comes out February 21st, if I recall correctly.
I was never interested in any of that. Those side things, like. I love Star Wars, but those cartoons and everything, I was the same way. I'm like, I don't need to watch all that.
Because like, dude, I love the books.
But then I get Disney Plus, and I'm like, it's a whole new effing world.
Yep.
That is Disney.
Whole new world. If you like the Star Wars stuff, another thing a lot of people don't know about is Mel Brooks created Spaceballs, the cartoon, and actually had a season or two of that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's I'm a Trekkie, hilarious. Though, so...
So Galaxy Quest is still the best Star Trek movie.
Galaxy Quest is great, but it's not as good. Galaxy Quest is not as good as Orville.
But that's not a movie.
It's a series.
Yeah.
We got to let Stephanie go before I do a Drunken Confession.
I already went.
She was the first.
I went first.
I'm sorry you were.
Dave was last.
Thank you, though, because last week y'all kept
trying to Stephanie usually comes first.
I know. That's why we were.
Last week y'all were cut, and I'm like.
Yeah, we just kept passing you up. So we're being more conscious about it this week.
Yes, we are. Totally. All right, we're going to do this.
Yep.
All right, we're going to turn this one around a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of asking the question, I'm going to ask you, as my friends, what I would do.
Okay.
We're putting a twist on it.
All right.
So instead of me answering the questions, you're going to answer it for me. So each person's going to tell what the other person would do with this. So if I won $1 million, what's the first thing I would do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The first thing Cass would do with $1 million is book.
Credit cards.
Nope. She would book a vacation.
I'm going to go with what Amy says because Amy knows better than me. what Cass would do. So, yeah.
I'll go with that.
They're all cheating.
I actually think you would purchase
that's your boyfriend.
I'm just saying.
I should have went last.
All right. For the grandpies, where would I go on vacation? Because you are correct.
Where?
Yeah, where?
I'll go last.
Yeah, I'll go last.
Jeremy, where would I go on vacation?
Caribbean.
I'm going to go like Ireland, that area. Is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, or like Europe, but Europe's kind of big, so I'll go with what you said.
Amy?
I can't remember exactly where it's at, but I want to say it's like Jamaica, where she can have a hut on the water with the sea flute.
I want to get the sea flute.
And Raul Puboy. It's Aruba.
Aruba.
That's my Jamaica. Second. That's actually my second.
Ooh, I want to take you.
My first would be Hawaii.
Damn it.
So somewhere tropical. Like you want to do
tropical, yes.
Hawaii is so boring.
All right, if Amy won $1 million, Amy would pay off all her bills. That's the first thing she would do. What do you say, Jeremy? You're married to her.
I mean, I have a 14-point list already.
She'd be like, we're finally getting that fence for the backyard. I'm like, why you could just buy another house?
Right. Yeah, at that point.
Speaking of obsessions, it's so true for Amy. Dave, what would you guess Amy to do?
Wow.
It's not rocket science. Just answer.
I'll go with payoff bill. Like, so that's I should pay off bill. Yeah, sure.
Steph? I don't know. I think Amy would probably do something nice for somebody else with her money.
Aw. See, Amy, this says a lot about you.
She strikes me as that kind of person that, like, would be like, if I ever win the lottery, like, I'll do this for my mom or I'll, you know what I mean?
So I'm sure that's on the list.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But
okay, so all those answers are on the list. But the very first thing I would do is buy a new car.
How did we not know that?
Because I'm sorry, 2005 Grand Prix, good old Betty. Needs to be upgraded.
Betty gotta go.
The first thing I would do, legit, is I would give that car to one of my nieces, and I would go out and buy my Mustang.
There you go.
That I want.
So that my nieces could jeopardize their lives in their car.
With the Steph, no, what do I think Steph would do? I think if Steph won $1 million, I think she would. Can I even say this shit on air?
Yeah, I think I know what she would do, but I don't think we should put it out there. So
I think Steph would. She would. She'd probably buy a new house.
I would say she would move and go somewhere perfect for Steph.
Jeremy, where do you think Steph would do?
I think she'd just buy a bunch of dogs.
Yeah.
Well, so and that like I would think, so I'm going with
it's a dog
the combination
farm.
Of all of like it
I'm
would
gonna
be
save all these puppies.
Find a big enough house with a big enough fenced in yard that all of the dogs would have some place to go and
like
run.
Like Caesaretta.
All right, so Dave's the closest. I would buy a farm. And I would rescue all the animals, not just dogs, but I would immediately put my money into a facility to take care of animals and to just be surrounded by them.
But mostly dogs and goats.
Well, you know, like I don't necessarily have an attachment to chicken or anything, but I'll have some chickens, mostly dogs and goats, but maybe some sheeps.
Chicken are nasty.
Maybe a few horses. I don't know.
Should get the fainting goats. They're hilarious.
Oh, they're so cute. It takes so little for them to like freak out.
Hey, but, buddy used to raise those.
All right, what do we think that Dave would do?
What would Dave do?
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Dave would grab Stephanie and go on like a month-long vacation somewhere tropical.
Can I answer next?
Yeah.
My answer for Dave is that he would grab the closest people.
Oh, we're hoping to get in on this. All right, Dave. You're taking all of us.
No, he takes the closest people and he throws the biggest party.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's the guy who likes to see other people happy and like enjoying themselves. So, whether or not it was a party or a vacation or whatever, like he would
do something for his closest friends and family. And then Jeremy, what is your answer for Dave?
Yeah, I think it'd be a big party.
I mean, 80s Fest would absolutely
spend $500,000 on a party.
I mean, for what it's, I actually have a 14-point list that I've had since.
Of course you do.
1997.
Fingers still crossed, he's gonna win. Man.
Dude, it's a thing. Step one has always been buy burner phone, change my outgoing voicemail message to "Yep, you heard right, I won." Click.
Oh, that's his first move. That's a great
So that's your answer. That's your
first
thing.
Well,
you
that's
do?
Step one. The other, like, the other the, steps the, involve. Right,
12-step process is not about winning the lottery.
That's why mine's 14.
Oh, sorry.
Because you have to understand, like, there are steps in there. Like, okay, so there's a website that I've had bookmarked since literally like 1996, and it's still out there and active, which is Islands and Castles for Sale. One of those steps involves buy castle, find local Renaissance fair dorks, hire them full time to live around a castle.
So he basically wants to have his own medieval. He wants a lord over his own.
Oh, I will be little, King Dave. It will absolutely happen.
That would be fun.
And then step two, and then there's a step
oh,
in there
please
for
tell buy, me you're going to have midgets.
Buy island, have fiber drop to island, commence construction of MTV Cribs house.
So to sum it up, we were all wrong.
Right.
Well, yeah. But
no, but like, but 80s Fest
where,
is in there.
Oh, we're on his list.
Can I stand on the top of your castle and throw things at people and
absolutely.
Say, go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
I shall
time.
Taunt you a second time.
The wizard is not here. Go away.
Speaking all right, of so which, what do you think that Jeremy's
what would
first
Jeremy
thing?
Do?
Yeah, I'll go last.
All right,
and
if Jeremy
and
was to win.
You have to go right before me. So okay, start with Dave.
I'm going to go, if he's smart, it's buy you a new car.
You guys already went.
No, for no, Jeremy.
For oh, for Jeremy. For I was Jeremy. Like, you. I was so confused for a second.
That's okay.
What go would ahead. Jeremy do?
Yeah, well, not as a, us as a married couple.
Yeah, WWJD. Like, what would Jeremy do?
Yeah. Invest in a weed farm.
Yeah, I was going to say. Honestly, I was going to say something to do with, like, buying the biggest spliff. Like, the best... biggest, like the best fucking possible weed that he could get. Like, first step.
Oh, no. Jeremy would buy someplace with a ton of acreage. He would buy, like, someplace with a huge, huge amount of acreage that he could build a cool house that he wants with the, like, a probably a garage twice the size of the house. And then it will be on, like, 100 and some acres.
To grow weed.
And no, actually,
no, to hunt.
No, because he would hire somebody to do that piddly shit for him at this point. He would hunt and just have fun and have his dogs and everything else. Amy?
So you're... I think what you said, Cass, is very high on his priority list. But the very first thing he would do, mm-hmm. he would pay off his student loans, his credit cards, and pay off the house, and let's move on. He would pay. He would be the one to pay off all the bills.
All right, Jeremy, what would you do?
Yeah, I would pay off all the bills. Oh! Well, not all of them. I would keep the truck. I would keep the truck bill, and I would keep my...
Why would you keep a bill?
That helps
for
credit.
It builds
the credit.
Yeah. you need to have.
If you pay off all
so
your debt,
right. If you have a million, if you have millions of dollars, you don't need fucking credit.
No, but you,
no, you do.
I want to buy a freaking skyscraper. Maybe I
oh,
do.
God. All right, Elon.
I love
why
it.
Why you buy a weed farm?
All right, time for another drunken confession. Dave, you want to pick?
Oh wait, hold on.
Oh what? Did I totally bypass somebody?
Yeah, because that was a drunken confession.
Yeah, that's what that
oh,
was.
Oh, shit, it was.
Yeah, that just
I
took a half hour.
Well, hell's
someone
bells.
Mixed it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So what we were going to do tonight, and hopefully we have enough time, is we are going to go quickly through Never Have I Ever.
We're going to do a quick Never Have I Ever, and everyone has to score themselves.
Okay, so Dave.
Right, hold on. Dave just
Dave's
had to run
and
go
out.
Do something.
Okay, so while
this
Dave
is what
is
happens
out,
when Stephanie starts drinking wine,
that's fine.
She sends Dave out to go get her more
wine.
Well,
we can't
wine.
Do Never Have I Ever without Dave.
Yep, so what we're going to do is what was on our agenda, but we were going to, it was a filler. But Stephanie, tell us your best bar story.
Best in what way?
Whatever way you
like,
want.
Whatever.
What do
like,
you think
what
is your
do
best
you
bar
think
story?
Is the best bar story? Like the funnest, the happiest, the...
Oh, yeah, because Jeremy's stepping out, too, so this is going to be a girl's thing.
Go take a yep. bloody break.
Oh, my God. Tiny bladders.
Yes.
You know, honestly...
And this is why men are weaker than women.
I mean, I have a tiny bladder.
That, and they can't give birth.
God, saying.
And being the only person in this entire room that's ever
yeah,
given birth.
But they don't want to give birth either. They're like, oh, well, yeah.
Neither did I, technically.
Wow. Well, but you did more
sorry,
than
once. Sorry, kids. Didn't mean that. But I did.
She did. All right. So, Steph, what's your best bar story? Do you have one?
I have... I'm going to have to give you, like, I guess, a general...
Yeah.
Because I used to go to Harpo's and the IROC. I lived right around the corner from the IROC. When I was in my early mid 20s, and my boyfriend slash fiance, whatever, at the time was into the metal scene there. So he took me to Harpo's. He took me to the IROC. I made friends with the owners, the bartenders, the fucking security staff at both places. I've seen the most amazing shows there, but like, I have done the most ridiculous shots. I've partied with rock stars. I have fucking like had these moments.
So your best bar night is all of your Harpo experiences
rolled
into one. I love that answer.
It's better than mine.
Well, yeah, it's way better than mine, because now that you said that, mine would have been super lame. But now that you said that, I would say my Canada days all rolled into one. Hmm. Those were my best bar.
Did you ever go to the Aardvark, the jazz club?
No.
The blues jazz club?
No.
I love that place.
I was 19 and I was, woohoo, legal to drink in another country. And we went to the Crazy Horse.
I went to the Crazy Horse for a bachelorette party.
The Crazy Horse was our number one stop. And what was it called? Cherries? Don Cherry? Something Cherries.
I don't know. I went to mostly the Aardvark. There was a martini bar that they had that was like really, really small, like blue. It was like blue.
Oh, it was so
something.
Long ago. Then there was another one. It was like the only one on that little strip that was open until 4 a.m. That's where we always ended the night. And I had a huge crush on the bouncer.
Aww.
And, not to put a chip on my shoulder, but he had a crush on me too. So I got to skip the line and.
Yes. Skip that line, girl.
Get in there. So it is what it is.
Yes. So Cass.
My best bar story.
Well, yeah, you're like, yeah.
What I consider my best bar story.
It probably involves me.
No. Wow. Ouch, Amy. You know, I had a life before you.
Did you, though?
Yeah, I really did.
But it
I
didn't
really,
get
really
it,
did.
It
and
didn't
I had an
exciting.
Idea in my head. And you just made it like totally
it didn't
like
get exciting until you met
it's
me.
It's just like my brain just like stopped.
We can refer to that as Burger King life. Life before Cass.
There is no such thing.
Ouch. I know.
Wow. So,
way to kill that mood.
You did, Dave, because you walked in here. We were doing fine before you got here.
We were, actually.
Yeah, just saying. Okay, just saying. No, I really can't think of what my best bar story is. I have a few good times, but shit, I really...
It's always hard to pick
like,
one moment.
Yeah, because like I got beat up one time. I don't know if that's the best, but it's kind of funny. Then there was the time I didn't pay the tab and I walked out and I came back the next week because I always went there every Thursday and they're like, hey, by the way, last week you forgot to pay your bar tab. I was like, oh, shit. They knew me as Oatmeal Cookie there because that's the shot I always did.
That explains why when she gets like super wasted when she's hanging out with us, she's like, who paid my tab? Did I pay my tab?
I am. I'm hypersensitive about that. I am like so paranoid that like.
One time I was out with Dave and I got to the bar before him. And you remember that night where like you paid for the tab, but I was there before you. And so I had like a drink, like apparently at like on a separate tab. And I got a message from the bar at like 3 a.m. saying, Stephanie, you still have like a tab that you didn't pay.
Oh. Which bar was this?
This at Bellicoso's.
Oh.
I was going to say, you have to remember this.
And
then I ended up like leaving cash behind the gas meter
the
next morning. Because I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I thought.
Well, you know what? It's because you're a regular there that they felt comfortable.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm there all the time. Yeah. They have my address. They know where I live. Yes.
They were like, just a reminder, this is abnormal.
Well, but duh. But like, if you've got someone that shows up and is like, hey, yeah, give me all of this. That should include that. Like,
I thought it was paid and then I get a message and they're like, you didn't pay your, you know, it wasn't that much money, but it was like for two drinks or something.
Although, oh my God.
Doesn't it still make you feel
terrible?
Speaking of Bellicoso, here's a phenomenal story that just happened not too long ago.
Here's Dave's best bar story.
No, it's not even close to my best bar story, but it's a funny bar story and it builds off Bellicoso. I go to meet her.
Just to put it out there, we love that bar.
Oh, it's phenomenal. So I go to meet Steph there, and I come walking in, and there's a girl sitting at the – because I walk in through the back door, and there's a girl sitting at the bar with, like,
Wait,
her back
to – Wait, did you pull an Amy?
with her back to the door, and I walk up and I like put my hand on her back and start scratching her back and go, "Hey, babe." And like same hair color as Steph, and she turns around and it's not Steph.
It was not me.
And then I was like, "Oh, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry." And like, I'm rapidly scanning the room, like, "Please don't let me get maced. Please don't let me get maced." And she's sitting over at a table, and I'm like, "Oh my god, she's right over there." And I go walking over, and I sit down with her, and I'm like, "I just pulled the dumbest move ever." The waitress comes over, and I'm like, "For the love of God,
buy her a drink."
I'm like, "Whatever that little girl at the bar wants, buy it." And she's looking at me like, "What?" So I tell her the story. She was like, "All right, yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
You can look like that creepy dude."
No, it wasn't that long ago. What was it, like a month and a half? We went there. Oh, no, it was before Christmas.
I think this was that night you met us there.
I walked up to a girl. She was sitting at the bar. She looked just like Steph.
See?
I walked up. We all drove separate. We were all meeting up there after podcasting.
That poor girl.
It's probably the last time she ever went there.
So if it was the same night, it would explain why I walked up to the girl. I put my hand on her back. I was like, "Hey, girl, we beat Dave here." Because I didn't see
you. And a girl looks at us like.
She turned around, looked at us. And I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry."
You're not.
And the bartender looked at me, and she was like, "Over there."
Yeah.
The bartender. We've already played this game once tonight.
Yeah. So, like, oh my god.
Like that poor girl.
That poor girl.
Damn.
I did think of my best bar story, and that was all right. So, a friend of mine took me to Stilettos, which is closed now, but it was a lesbian bar.
And so, I love that. So my friend
took me there because her friend, one of her really good friends, was doing a show that night. And so it was me, my friend, and her husband. And we all go there. My first time ever there. I've never been there before. So my friend's over there, you know, talking and everything else. And they're doing these performances. And there's different people up on the stage doing performances. And her husband and I are sitting there looking, going, "All right, well, That is that a female or male?" We were trying to figure out, you know, whether it's males impersonating females or me females impersonating males. And so then we're like, "Oh no, that one's definitely a guy."
It's very confusing at times.
It is. And I'm like, "That one's definitely a guy. He's kind of cute." And then the next one came out and we're like, "Oh, that's a guy." And then they had a wardrobe malfunction. It's like, "Oh no, it's not." And things like that. So we're going on. And about halfway through the night, my friend looks at me and her husband and she's like, "You two are the biggest fucking idiots I've ever seen in my life." And we're like, "What?" She's like, "It's male impersonation night. They're all females." And we're like, "Oh."
Yeah, usually at a lesbian bar, you get kings instead of queens.
Mind you, this was back. So. This was way back, way, way back before I got into any kind of
stuff.
It was before it was all public knowledge.
Yeah. This was like my first intro into, "Oh, there's another world out there."
Dude,
It was great, though.
When I was living in D.C., the girl that I was dating decided she didn't want to be a hotel manager anymore, and she wanted to be a bartender. So I was like, totally supportive. I'm like, "Cool, do your thing." I was living on Capitol Hill, and she got a gig at this lesbian bar that was like literally like a block over and a block up from where my house was. And so I would go and like hang out there. And like after a while, everybody got used to me because like it was kind of a militant lesbian.
Well,
they got used to me being there and life was good. And I made friends with everybody. But I'm hanging out there one afternoon and these three clearly like stereotypical Japanese tourists come walking in.
Aww.
And sit down like cameras around their necks, the whole nine yards. And so we're sitting there and they're like, they're looking around and Michelle comes walking over and she's like, "Can I help you guys?" And they're like, "Oh." And they talk to each other. They talk to each other. "Oh, you have Budweiser?" She's like, "Yeah, we've got Budweiser." "Oh, three Budweiser." "Okay." She goes and gets them three Budweisers and puts them on the table. And they're, you know, yeah, I can do anything. And finally, after like maybe 10 minutes, one of the guys leans over to me. He's like, "Excuse, please. Why are there so many women in this bar?" And so I kind of laugh and I go, "Dude, it's a lesbian bar."
They didn't know where they were at.
"Excuse, please, again. What is lesbian bar?"
Lesbian.
So then you had.
And I go, all right. So I'm like, dude, I'm like, here's the deal. Like, these girls are like, you have no chance.
Right.
These girls are into other girls. They don't.
And
they don't.
A lot of,
they don't date guys.
And they paid their tab.
You should
wallet
just do
out,
this.
Cash scissoring. On bar gone.
Saw that coming. All right, so,
yeah, so we were going to have another game tonight, but we're going to put that
for
next week.
We'll put that on next week. Let's
we want to do Never Have I Ever next
week. Oh, yeah, I think we should, if we're going to do
that. That should just be a whole episode.
Yeah, we should do a whole episode.
Which
of
is why.
That's good. Next week's episode is going to
so
be Never Have I Ever.
One more drunken confession.
Really
and then
quick.
We will
real quick.
End
with
night.
It, my and cheers. Dave, I have a cheers.
You get to pick.
Oh, the privilege and the honor.
I think I have a cheers. What was my cheers?
I'm used to coming last.
Ba-dum-bum.
Good for your partner.
That's right.
Just saying.
I mean, that's kind of weak.
All right, then pick another
pick
one.
Another one.
Like, go out solid.
Not liquid, not gaseous.
I was going to say another solid. Word, but I couldn't spit.
Amy, can you beer me? Oh, my God. Yeah, Amy doesn't spit. So can you beer me?
No, Cass, I thought that was you.
Oh, here you go. Well, and kind of related to our last topic, which could fit into this.
All right.
What could fit into
last
what?
Last time you were kicked out of a bar.
Oh.
It's one of my ones.
Yeah, that is one of yours.
I'll go first.
And, was, all right, Steph, go ahead.
It was when I was with Dave, and Larry was like, I love you, but.
Dude, you got to handle your girl.
You got to handle your girl. That was like the first time I've like legit like been like kicked out of a bar.
So this was the night we started off shot of history here.
Oh yeah, we've already talked about this several times.
Yeah,
on the show.
It was that day.
Yeah,
yes.
It was that night. Yeah, like yep. And the next day I was like, oh.
Can we just recap how long ago was this? Was
oh, this
like
was...
6 months, a year? Like,
I mean, it was late
like
spring,
a,
early summer.
Yeah.
Of 2019.
Yeah.
It was last year, at least six,
and it was
nine
a,
months
it
ago.
Was a good 4 months where every time I walked into Temple Bar from that point on, Larry would look at me. He's like, hey, man, how's your girl?
Yeah.
Larry's just, such an awesome man.
Just
though.
To be clear.
He's just so sweet.
Just to be clear, I had started some medication a couple months earlier. And I'd lost a bunch of weight. And so my tolerance.
You do not have to explain yourself.
No, I do because I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. Okay, not super embarrassed, but a little embarrassed.
Right.
Like a smidge. But, you know, it was trying. And
actually,
I still,
shit. I know that was almost, it was just about a year ago because that's the night I wound up. At the whole gay rave bar,
yeah, you're right, and that was like last week
time hop. And that memory just popped up, I was like, yeah. So that was literally almost a year
so
ago.
So when was yours, Dave? When have you been kicked out?
Yeah, God, last time I've been kicked out of a bar,
yes, kicked out.
I mean, I wasn't kicked out that time, but
no, I'm but you were up. Like cut off
it's
time to go.
Yeah,
it's cut off time to go, babe.
I'm gonna go with so St. Patrick's Day. 2 years ago.
Okay.
I had gone bar hopping with a bunch of people, obviously, and wound up going home, Ubered home, rapidly realized I didn't want to be there. And so had another Uber come pick me up and left without saying a goddamn word. This is how much I love them. I had the Uber take me to Salinas because I was like, Salinas, that's my safe place. And for those who don't know, that's the little sports bar up the street from our Royal Oak studios. And I came just a staggering in, and Candace, the bartender, took one look at me and she was like, dude, you can sit your drunk ass down, but I'm going to get you some coffee. You ain't drinking shit. And I went, I love you. Thank you. And she still reminds me of that from time to time when I'm there.
That's awesome. Jeremy?
Fortunately, I've never been kicked out of a bar.
You have not lived life to its fullest then.
Right?
I've ran out of bars. I've been chased out of bars.
So you've
never been kicked out of a bar.
But he's never been like, you gots to go.
Yeah. Not so much kicked out, but I've been cut off and told to, you know, we're done with you.
Right.
And again, it, like Stephanie, it was because of Dave. It was at freaking Penguin Con, their bar. That's the only time.
Dude.
The only
you
time.
You were a shit show before I got there. You do not get to put that on me.
Oh, the fuck I don't. Mr. Oh, we're going to show you what Nickelbacks or Picklebacks are, Cass.
Yeah, that's that no. was me. That was me.
All right. Well, I blame both
I mean,
of you.
Okay. Okay. So, we're going to see how this
I
goes
might
down
enable
this
it, but they're
because
her
Amy
decisions.
And Jeremy got so, Amy and Jeremy.
We're going for
they're
the
going
very
to
first
Penguin
time
Con this year.
We have the hotel room booked.
Yep. Okay.
Ooh, we're going.
Prepare your livers. What I need you to do is a vitamin up and also drink a shit ton of water for like 3 days before
right.
you come.
Yeah, just monsters. You're good. Cause,
all right. No. So that bar trust cut me off, no. but that's the first time I've ever been cut off in
a lot
my
of
life.
B12,
I mean, to
lot
be
lot
fair,
zinc,
that's the same night you wound up going home wearing one of my shirts. So.
Yep.
I know. We're not talking
but
about that anymore, though.
She didn't go straight home. She came
I went to
my
Amy's
house,
actually. I went to
no,
Amy's
which,
house.
Which, so, and here's how strange that night was, because that was, so I'm trying to hunt you down, and I
we've
find,
also talked about this
and I
the
find
show.
Her. Have we talked about, like, so
yeah,
I
know, 100%.
Because I shot you a message.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, is this your shirt? No? Oh.
This is what happens on Drunken Confessions.
Oh, yeah. Well, right, you know so. What? We're going to have new stories this year because Amy and Jeremy are coming with us. So it's
oh,
going to be
God,
it is going to be the bomb this year. I'm so excited.
I already know of three room parties that I am so bringing
the bomb.
You to.
All right. It's a bomb.
It's
going to
be
bomb.
So fresh.
So fresh.
It's going to be
oh,
so
oh, I'm sorry.
Fresh.
Will it be
it's
all that
be
and a bag
Fleck.
Of chips? 90s references?
It's going to be on Fleck. It's going to be on Fleck.
Flex everywhere.
All righty,
hey,
then.
Amy, your best bar story. Oh, no. You already told. You already. No, we're not.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No. Windsor. All wrapped
she
into
did
one.
Say yeah, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so then. Good. I guess we're going to do our cheers.
Let's do our cheers.
Yes.
So all right.
Thank you guys for joining us for episode 37.
Yes.
Everybody raise your glass. And
or
here is to our end of,
can.
Yeah, whatever you're drinking.
All right.
Here's our end of the night cheers.
All right, here you go. A shot without a toast is like sex without foreplay. Here we go. All right, okay. Guys, we're going to catch you next week, and we're going to play a rousing game of Never Have I Ever. Until then, we love you.